Welcome to New Haven. I'm coming to you from the Balboa Tree Studios, recording on September 19, 2017 at 2:10 p.m. My name is Jesus Garzon, and I'm a Gateway Community College student. I am surrounded by schoolmates, but please note, this is all student content and everything said on our website, newshavenpodcast.com. Our emails and anything associated with New Haven, directly or indirectly, does not represent Gateway's views or any of its affiliates. Today, I am joined by
Addie,
Alana,
Phil,
Marvin,
Dylan,
Alan,
Anthony.
And today we have a jam-packed show. Today we'll be here, two music segments, one hosted by Alana, another one hosted by Dylan. Alan will review an app. Sports will be covered by Addy. Anthony will cover some games. And I will just run down to events that will come up in the next coming 2 weeks. With that, enjoy the show.
This is Alan Billings, and you're listening to New Haven.
To tell us more about this app is Alan.
Hey, guys. I'm Alan.
Hey, Alan.
I'm an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic.
Just don't be drinking now like the drunkie.
Oh, yeah,
right. Well, as long as you don't pour on our pedals before.
And as long as I don't be throwing ship while I'm drunk.
That was done sober. Anyway, continue.
So Wolfram Alpha, actually, I have a whole set of notes on this. And
it's actually a math app, and it gave you information
it's
about
amazing.
That's how intelligent it is.
This now, basically all Wolfram Alpha. Oh, sorry.
Can it calculate infinity?
Yes.
No hesitation. Yes.
Might take a while, though. Basically, this is for the free version of the platform. Now, I got Wolfram Alpha back when it was starting out, like, several years ago, like five years ago or something like that.
I used it in high school. It was very helpful.
It was extremely helpful. And back in the day, as of, like, a few years ago, you can actually go in and get step-by-step equations for free. So when you put in like a math, now this is a super smart search engine. You have to understand that this thing is incredibly smart. This thing can calculate almost any sort of math equation you throw at it, but it's not just for math. So I'll give you some of the features. It had the comparison features. So like me and Jesus were comparing our names, and when I did it,
Jesus, did it give you a quantifiable person or answer of whose name was better?
No, I'm doing this right now, actually.
Okay.
So,
on the fly.
Jesus, your name ranks 134.
Hey.
And yours?
Mine 154.
Oh, guess who's better?
A little bit.
Me.
Whoa.
Is that in terms of use?
No, that's in terms of Jesus or Jesus or however you want to say it.
Uh-huh. But like, how does it calculate your ranking?
That's based off of people that actually have records of their names and stuff like that.
Yeah, it
obviously
searches through the internet and things like that.
Imaginary
friends.
Yeah.
They don't care. Unless they have a birth certificate.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you're going to have an imaginary friend, you
seems
might as well.
Seems pretty racist to me, guys.
Oh.
Is racist the right word?
Racist against imaginary friends, absolutely.
As far as the math problems go, it can solve extremely complex math problems.
Give us an example.
I'm not even giving you an example for a math problem because people know what they are and they can't solve them anyway.
Wait. If I were to pull out Alex, you know, the online math thing now.
I'm doing
would you
right
be
now.
Able to help me do it? Like right
can
on the
you
spot?
Do my homework for me?
That's pretty much what I'm asking. Can you do the homework for me?
No. Well, Wolfram Alpha could do the homework for you. It could give you the answer.
Does it give you step by steps?
It will if you get the pro version. The pro version.
Yeah, look at that.
What's the cost for that?
So the pro version, there's pro and then like a pro. So I'm just going over the pro versions. Pro version is $549 a month, but if you're a student, it's $475.
Oh, look at that! You can pay $475 a month for a degree. Look at that.
$475?
No, $4.
$4. Oh,
yes.
I was about to say we're broke students at the
day. Yeah, really.
Oh. But no, I love it. But back when I was using it, you can get step by step. So basically, if it would solve the math equation for you, give you the answer, but then it would give you a step by step on how you could solve it yourself, which is extremely useful for when I'm doing math homework because it's like, I don't know how to solve it. What I need to do is show my work. What do I need to do? I need to show my work. So the step by step was really useful there. Mm-hmm. It's basically how I failed all my math classes. So.
Yeah. Great app. It helped me fail.
Oh man, I just wasn't good at math in general. But
now you can pretend.
Now I can pretend I was good at math. That was the best part about it.
Chances are, Wolfram Alpha is probably banned during test. You shouldn't have your phone out during tests. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, that's
why you sit in the back.
Yeah.
I think you're more suspicious in the back.
Well, you are.
But you're most visible in the front.
Ask Wolfram Alpha where the least suspicious place to sit is.
hey,
in Siri? The middle?
Yeah. In the middle.
Towards the right.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And Siri, you used to be able to ask Siri, where can I hide a dead body? And it would give you a whole bunch of places near you that was like dumps, swamps. They've recently discontinued that feature.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
You would think that they wouldn't discontinue that because, hey, that's how we catch stupid murderers.
Yeah, that's how we would know.
You know?
Yeah, that seems
actually,
like a silly thing to discontinue.
That's a very bad thing to discontinue.
Yeah. Hey, best place to drop off a dead body, police station.
Yeah, right?
You criminal.
Follow the stench.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Wolfram Alpha tell you where to hide a dead body?
That's
the difference between Siri and Wolfram Alpha.
Go ahead and look that up. See if that's up.
Wolfram Alpha is a website and an app, correct?
It's available for app and Apple and Android, so App Store, Android.
Excellent.
Store.
Awesome, I'm gonna use it because I'm on Alex right now, and it's like I have my first test on Thursday.
Never even used that. Yeah, I've never used that before. Yeah. This app is amazing, but now you're gonna have to pro version to get the step by step.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So is this you're sort of promoting the app, or are you reviewing it?
I'm just reviewing it right now.
Okay.
I'm not promoting it at all. We don't get paid to promote here.
Well, we can still free promotion. It sounds like we're doing
yeah, no,
that.
So. I
do like it, though. It's an amazing app.
I just looked it up, quote, where to hide dead body, end quote. And the results are
error.
Burial, cremation. I wish I knew how to
pronounce
it. The
statistically best.
The last one is the best, mummification.
Mummification.
Oh, I like that.
But this is
classic.
Statistical search engine.
Yeah.
So it's only based off statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Google is more statistical, but it looks at actual websites and
mm-hmm.
finds information based off what's inside websites.
And that's the difference between Google and Wolfram.
Also, the word that Jesus was having trouble with is cryopreservation, basically freezing it.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Wait, isn't that what Disney did?
Yeah,
or that's
supposedly.
What's rumored?
That's what I've heard.
No, that's what happened to Richard Nixon, and he will be our president in a couple centuries.
Have you seen Futurama?
I am not a crook.
Well, one crook can replace another.
We have him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, and for all those who are wondering, who have, like, the two people that are probably going to listen to this, in case you're wondering.
The two listeners that we have.
Yep. The name of the website is spelled WOLFRAMA and then LPHA.com.
WolframAlpha.com.
Yep. So
one word.
I got two more things.
Oh,
here.
Two more features.
So
take it away.
One was days something's gonna happen. So I use Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can count down the days.
2 months, 4 days, 9 weeks, 2 days, 65 days, 4 weekdays, and 0.18 years.
Wow. 0.18 years. I like that. 0.18 years. So that's how far it is. There we go. I like
sounds
that.
Really smart.
The mm-hmm. It's smart. The next thing is you can ask it if you're drunk.
Really?
If I could spell that when I was drunk, then
yeah.
I
statistically how likely are we to be drunk? I guess it depends what band.
Well, what it does is it basically goes and gives you a forum, or a form for you to fill out to whether how many drinks you've had and ask you what your weight is.
Oh. Wow.
And if you're male or female and
time.
Then,
time.
So
I'm
like,
a
useful application would be when can I drive? I'm drunk.
When you're
that. Sober.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to look up.
0.18 years when you're sober.
I was trying to look that up. I was like, can it go in and tell me when can I expect to be sober? And it doesn't tell you that. I wish it would. Like,
that's interesting. So to tell you whether you're drunk or not, but not how long you'll be sober. So it's still working on features. Maybe the pro features.
Okay.
And remember, if you wake up drunk or feeling drunk and you've never had alcohol, it could be vertigo. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. So don't fall asleep on the edge of a cliff.
Okay. And
wait. How would you know you're feeling drunk if you've never had alcohol?
That's a very good point.
That is a good point.
The effects are dizziness, and you feel like the floor is going to just drop before underneath you.
Oh, I feel that every day.
Then you
that's
have
just
vertigo.
How I live.
And
you're very tall.
I just looked up if I'm drunk. The legal driving limit for me, percentage-wise, is 0.08. So
well,
I'm not going to take my chances.
Well, legally in Connecticut, 0.08 if you're under the age of 16. Actually, no. Under 16. Yeah, if you're under 21, you can get, well, at any age, I guess, you can get busted for 0.02.
Well, if you're driving or?
If you're driving.
Oh, okay.
It's legally 0.08, but you can get busted for anything.
If you're under the legal limit, yeah.
Yeah, and in Connecticut.
Hey, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive.
Even buzz drinking.
Just don't do it. That's worse. You know why? You know why it's worse than being plaster drunk and driving? Because you think that you're not as inebriated. Right. So you're going to don't drink and drive. Do me a favor.
That's a good PSA.
Just don't do it.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Don't bring a breathalyzer and go, oh, I'm just don't do it. Just, hey, I'm a guy. I don't drink at all. I'm your designated driver.
He's a guy.
And guess what? Everybody, there's a bunch of people who don't drink, and they would love to be your designated. They have no friends, and they would love to just hang out with people, and they would love to drive you, and they would love to drive your car.
And there's also
Uber. Most of them even have licenses.
Uber can take you.
Yeah, it's called Uber.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. And then God created Uber and Lyft. But I think he created Lyft because Uber is in a scandal. That's a different story.
Yeah, we'll cover that another time.
Yep, so nonetheless, that wraps up that. Any last words on Wolfram Alpha?
It's amazing.
It's cool.
Use it.
I'm going to use it.
Mm-hmm. But
well, wait. Out of 10, why do you rate it?
10 plus.
Because there's something. Because of, like, they now have the pro features and stuff like that where you can't get step by step. I'm going to drop it down to an 8.
Oh, because they took away that feature?
Yeah, well, no, because now you got to get pro. Now they're all money hungry.
Yeah, no. Well, no, they need to monetize
statistically, monetizing it is the best way to make
money. I get it. But Google is like, hey, I'll let you do all that stuff and for free.
Wait, Google does that for free as well?
I mean, Google does calculations, not like. Not anything like Wolfram Alpha can. Mm-hmm.
But once Google DeepMind takes over the internet, then it'll be...
Let me tell you, Google is coming up with some really, really cool stuff.
They are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you're going to dominate the world and rule over everyone, you got to make sure everyone's smiling while you're taking over.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Selfie. Okay.
Have people
it's a lot easier to rule everything when everyone's super cool.
.bandcamp.com. Thank you for Public Affairs from Gateway for giving the green light for this podcast. Thank you for the Student Activities Office for working their asses off. And thanks to the
Balboa Tree Studios
and all their staff.
Let me try this. Thanks to the Balboa Tree Studios and all their staff for letting us use these services.
Yep.
And viewers and like you.
Thank you.
Listeners.
For more information.
Viewer.
Single viewer. The one person who's probably on this podcast.
Oh, just
also.
Can I put Literary Club Fridays at noon?
Every Friday.
I don't go to this school.
Okay.
For more information, visit our website at newshavenpodcast.com, and we will be back in 2 weeks' time. Thank you.
You.
Hey.
Good job, guys.
Thanks so much.